Alaska Airlines canceled more flights today as Mount Redoubt produced new ash clouds. The Alaska Volcano Observatory reported several short, relatively low-altitude explosions from the volcano today that sent plumes as high as 27,000 feet. The National Weather Service did not issue any ashfall advisories, but the ash clouds were big enough to affect air travel. Paul McElroy is a spokesman for Alaska Airlines. He says the company is constantly reevaluating the safety hazard.
Just as soon as we started canceling some flights, then the ash looked like it was not going to pose a hazard. And so now, again, we've decided, well, we'll just monitor the situation every hour, try to run a limited schedule, and get as many of our customers on their way as we can.
Alaska Airlines has canceled about 250 flights since Redoubt began erupting last week. McElroy says 10,000 passengers have been affected.
When you go up against Mother Nature, it's a contest that we can't win.
McElroy says Alaska Airlines is trying to clear up the backlog of passengers, but is having a hard time because it can't even operate on a normal schedule. He says the airline will try to schedule extra flights to accommodate passengers as soon as possible. The erupting volcano has also severely hampered cargo operations in Anchorage. The two largest cargo operators at the airport, FedEx and UPS, are sending most of their flights to and from Asia through the lower 48 instead. UPS Public Relations Manager Mike Manjo says the company is routing flights through Seattle, Portland, and Honolulu.
You know, Mount Redoubt has certainly impacted our cargo operations, but we're doing our best to work around the challenges Mother Nature has put before us.
FedEx calls Anchorage its gateway hub to the Far East. It would normally send about 150 flights a week through the airport. Most are now going through Oakland instead. The reroutings cost the company in extra fuel and lost cargo space. Dennis Mitchell is vice president for Linden International in Alaska. He estimates about 70% of their cargo forwarding business has been disrupted this week because of the volcano. He says it's frustrating, but there's not much to be done about it.
The reason people use air freight is because it's a just-in-time delivery process that has some impact on their operations, whether it's retail or oil patch. People use air freight because they need it there immediately, and when the planes aren't flying, it's a little tough.
Mitchell says the volcano has had an especially devastating impact on getting fresh halibut to the lower 48. That season opened March 21st, the day before Redoubt first blew. Mitchell says retailers in Alaska also depend a lot on air freight to move products into the state, and that supply chain has been severely disrupted.
A lot of that stuff comes air, so shelves don't get stocked. I don't think it's as dire as, you know, you'll see stocks start being depleted on the shelves, but, you know, it could conceivably happen if the volcano doesn't quiet down.